Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Before we start, please check out our new podcast, Good Sleep. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Living Daily episode 2622, 9 Unconventional Habits of Extraordinary Success by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, the guy reading to you every day of the year with permission from the authors. So with that, let's get right to another post and start optimizing your life. 9 Unconventional Habits of Extraordinary Success by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. I've picked up these habits gradually over the years while working beside some impressively successful people, 7-figure internet entrepreneurs, best-selling authors, talented CEOs, etc. And even though these aren't the typical success habits you'd read about in a self-improvement book like The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, they've been extremely effective in my life by helping me align my daily efforts with a winning mindset. I'm confident they can do the same for you. Here's what I would do if I were you. 1, help at least one person a day. The best part of life is not just surviving, but thriving with passion, compassion, humor, generosity, and kindness, and using these tools to make the world a better place. Smile and help others smile too. If you don't have the power or strength to write someone's happiness, then try to help them remove their sadness instead. And don't let the numbers overwhelm you. You can't help everyone at once. Focus on assisting one person at a time and always start with the person closest to you. If you can lie down at night knowing in your heart that you made someone's day just a little brighter, you had a successful day. 2, when you feel like giving up, ask yourself, can I give more? The honest answer is almost always yes, and once your mind realizes it can, it usually does. One of the unique things about the human mind is that it can do only what it thinks it can do. The minute you say, I don't have the energy or I'm not capable of that, you're actually training your brain to live up to your diminished expectations. Low expectations mean low results. So watch how you speak to yourself. And when you reach that point of struggle in your mind where most people would give in and give up, do the opposite and give it another shot. 3, respect everyone. When you respect people, it gives you a special kind of access to them. No, you don't automatically get the key to their hearts. What you do get is an increased understanding and rapport, and that can be priceless. If you're a business owner, respecting your prospective customers will bring you more of their business. If you're a teacher, respecting your students will add increased effectiveness to your teaching. If you're an athlete, respecting the other team will help you build an effective strategy to win the game. In all walks of life, respect opens the doors of opportunity. 4, accept exactly where you are, wherever you are. One of the greatest secrets to being happy and successful is accepting where you are in life and making the most of it. You won't always know where you are going, but as long as you keep moving forward, the journey will be rewarding. One step at a time, one foot in front of the other, time has a way of gradually showing you the way to what truly matters. Sometimes you find yourself in the middle of nowhere, and sometimes in the middle of nowhere, you find yourself. 5, seek lots of new life experiences. The people with the greatest wisdom are the ones who have been through the most. So start strong, stay strong, And finish strong by always remembering why you're doing it in the first place. It's all about learning and growing along the way. The most valuable lessons in life cannot be taught, they must be experienced. When you reflect on your life, you'll likely see some pain, mistakes, and heartache. But when you look in the mirror, you'll see the strength, growth, and wisdom that made it all worthwhile. Number 6, maintain a diehard belief in yourself. A strong positive mental attitude will create more miracles than any wonder drug. Your individual thoughts and beliefs are similar to chapters in a book. When you put them together, you have the belief system that becomes your life story. If you're going to be successful in creating the life you dream of, you have to believe that you are capable of doing so. You have to believe that you have the resources, talents, and skills necessary to create your desired results. Number 7, walk your own path. A good life is not living the life everyone else intended for you. Be true to yourself. Stand firmly by your core values. Your life is your spiritual path. It's what's right in front of you. You can't live anyone else's life. The task is to live yours and stop trying to copy the ones you think are more acceptable. Because if you water yourself down to please everyone else, to fit in, or to not step on anyone's toes, you'll lose the passion, freedom, and joy of being who you really are. Number 8, find an opportunity in every outcome, positive or negative. Sometimes things happen exactly as you had expected. And then there are other times when nothing goes as planned. In either situation, there is a way to respond triumphantly. Your victories bring happiness and feelings of self-achievement. Your defeats bring wisdom, strength, and determination. Both outcomes bring new opportunities. In this way, life moves continually forward. In each moment, you can build upon whatever has come before. Right now, you're exactly where you're supposed to be, because right now, you are in the only time and place where you can actually make a difference. And number 9, need less. Instead of focusing so intently on what you want to get, consider the things you can let go of. Eliminate some excess baggage, lighten your load, and feel a weight lifted. So many of the things you think you need, you do not need at all, you simply want them. And as your wants diminish, your freedom and abundance grow. Because long-term fulfillment in life is not about getting all that you need. Fulfillment is knowing the freedom to be all that you are without the excess. It's about wanting what you have at any given moment and making the best of it. Bottom line, ambition, intention, and disciplined effort will bring you great things in this world. But there's more to success than acquiring the commonly celebrated milestones of success that society confers. In the long run, less is often more. You just listened to the post titled 9 Unconventional Habits of Extraordinary Success by Mark Chernoff of markandangel.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Mark. I like that he started out with number 1 being sort of outside of ourselves. He said, help at least one person a day. The predicament with self-help is that we can get a bit obsessed with the self and make it all about ourselves and what's going on internally, when in reality, It's been shown that volunteering or helping others in some way ends up feeding our own souls in more ways than we can imagine. Now, making a rule to help one person a day can sound a bit overwhelming, but like you said, maybe it's just a smile to a stranger that you're passing on the street. Even that can go a really long way. I don't think we have to financially help someone every day or do something elaborate, but little tiny things do make a difference. I'm sure you have a story of your own of someone doing something really small for you, but that lasting in your memory for the entire day, if not longer. For me, one that comes to mind, it's super small. I was at the grocery store shopping and almost accidentally put my cucumber in someone else's shopping cart. Instead of being weird about it, they joked, and it was a nice laugh. Again, super small, but impactful. So thank you to Mark for this one and the reminder. Thank you for being here and listening every day. It means a lot. And I'll see you back here again tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.